street, so I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 he's all twisted in a satin and bad, in a frock coat and bibbidi bobbidi hat. How can I like it too bad?
I saw you standing on the corner, you looked so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you, so when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
Watch my heart burst. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. That's Blondie with Ex-Offender. And prior to that, it was the Magic Tramps with Magic in the Moonlight. Haven't heard from them, like, ever. And before that, David Bowie's Queen Bitch. Great track from Hunky Dory. Needed to play early stuff, early Bowie, because that's the kind of thing that was, or that's the era that was most influential to Suicide, the band Suicide. Wayne County with F Off. We're going to say F Off, even though he didn't say F in the actual song. Hopefully everything will be fine. Suicide, the band Suicide, their self-titled debut, very influential. In fact, it was so influential that this person, Andy Coulter, felt compelled to write a book about the record. And it's kind of well-written, I guess. It's funny because when I was telling you the story about how Elvis Costello was walking from the Paradise to the Rat to see Suicide at the Rat, there was a part of that story I left out, which is that Rick Ocasek from the Cars showed up at the Rat to see Suicide as well. And when he heard that Elvis Costello tried to get in without paying and saying he was on the list, but there really wasn't no list, and they didn't allow him in, Rick joked that Elvis had left the building. So my thought on that is that this book takes some creative license. I mean, there's a lot of assumptions that are being made, so not everything is completely true here. Including that piece there. Bad dad humor. Anyway, alright, so that's sort of my thought on that. I just wanted to relay that little piece of the story. But it's a half-decent book, at best. Alright, up next, Patti Smith's Piss Factory from the Land record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
In a piss factory inspecting pipe. 40 hours, $36 a week, but it's a paycheck, Jack. It's so hot in here, hot like Sahara. You could faint from the heat, but these bitches are just too lame to understand. Too goddamn grateful to get this job, to know they're getting screwed up the ass. All these women that got no teeth and gum or cranium, and the way they suck hot sausage with me, well, I wasn't saying too much neither. I was more a schoolgirl, hard-working asshole. I figured I was speedo motorcycle, had to earn my dough, had to earn my dough. But no, you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. The floor boss slides up to me and he says, hey, sister, you're just moving too fast. You're screwing up the quota. You're doing your piecework too fast. Now you get off your Mustang, Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I lay back, I get my nerve up, I take a swig of Romalar and I walk up to Hot Shit Dot Hook and I say, hey, hey sister, it don't matter whether I do labor fast or slow, there's always more labor after. She's real Catholic, see, she fingers her cross and she says, there's one reason, you do it my way or I push your face in. We need you in the jive if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally, if you don't shape it up. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Oh, what I could when the radio here. James Brown singing I Lost Someone. Oh, the jesters and the paragons. And George Woods, the guy with the goods and guided missiles. But now I got nothing, no diversion, no window. Nothing here but a porthole in the plaster. In the plaster. Where I look down at sweet Teresa's convent. All those nurses, all those nuns scattering around with their blue hoods like will never faint. I will never faint. They laugh and they expect me to faint, but I will never faint. I refuse to lose, I refuse to fall down. Because you see, it's the monotony that's got to me. Every afternoon like the last one. Every afternoon like a rerun. Next to Dot Hook, and yeah, we look the same. Both pumping steel, both sweating. But you know, she got nothing to hide. And I got something to hide here called desire. I got something to hide here called desire. And I will get out of here.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good.
Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep.
Just watch your soul. You're going to reap. Just watch your soul.
Thank you.
the Real Kids with All Kinds of Girls from the Real Kids. That's, I believe, their self-titled debut. That's a Boston band. I didn't even know that. Probably shouldn't admit that here in the home of Mikey D's on the town. But still, that's not something that crossed paths with me recently or maybe even ever. But it's a really cool song. I like that a lot. Prior to that, Suicide with Cherry from their self-titled debut. Lou Reed's Perfect Day from Transformer. And then we had Patti Smith leading off the set with Piss Factory from Lynn. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. This is the show devoted to the book written about Suicide's self-titled debut record in the 33 and a Third series. I've done so many of these shows. I can't even tell. I know that there's 149 books, maybe even more. I've probably read maybe 60 of them. And I think I've done a show about every book. Can that be right? 60 shows? I'll have to check my archives. I'll have to contact my archivist, see if he can come up with how many exact, and then maybe we can grade them in terms of quality. That's probably, we have to do some quality control here in 1,000 Points of Light. All right, so that's what's going on here tonight. We're doing a show devoted to Suicide's first record, and up next, it's going to be a track from Lee Scratch Perry, Dreadlocks and Moonlight, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
What you shall reap by being a band. You light the fire to burn this naya, but it no work out. You're just a weak out, you send a big neck police friend fi come cool I up, but it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the scene. You get a jerk. For they that who they chose in child shall be like Mount Zion high. That shall never remove it, I am. But abide it forever, Jaja. The knife that stick the sheep, I go stick the goat. Sowing bring reaping, and reaping is harvest. The seed that you sow, yeah, that's what you shall reap, yeah. Salvation, whom shall I fear? Jah protector of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Yeah. Hypocrite in a bright light, parasite in a dim light, dreadlocks in moonlight, ballad at sunrise. Jaja is a shepherd, I shall not want. Do you hear? Do you see? Jaja is a shepherd, I will not want. You send your big neck police friend, he come cool I up. But it no work. For Jaja walk right in and cool up the sea. You get a jerk. You get a jerk. Set your spread to catch a wheel. If you did, you know. Judge a shark was on your trail. He couldn't work. He couldn't work. He couldn't work. Couldn't work. Couldn't work. He couldn't work. He couldn't work.
I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Ooh, I wanna hear you cry. A night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry.
All right, so this, there it is.
We had a day, 12th Street and A. If you're gonna be there, don't be late. Instructed as such, without a soft touch. If it would have mattered, it didn't too much. I waited for you a minute or two. Which is what kind of girl do you think I am? Fumbling around a cigarette. Smoked it to the ash and then lit up again. Blowing smoke rings, blind in the air. If you're coming, baby, you're just too in arrears. I'm too impatient and you're just too late. My attention span is just not that great. Young kind of guy walked right on by me. I couldn't have been more than 16. There's just nothing I can do. You gotta understand, you see. He had this walk, I mean, down pat. And no, he wasn't going in my direction, so I just kind of turned around. I had to. I was really possessed. I mean, I wasn't myself. I was so close. I crept like a cat. Visions of seduction lurking under my hat. He was so young, such innocence. If I had control, I didn't feel any yet. I couldn't be heard, not a sound did I make. If this is the real thing, there's just no need to fake. So now is the time, the crucial eighth mile. If I had to do it, it'd be with a smile. A tap on his back, a slip of my belt. He turned around and I knew that the ground would melt. I put on the ice, the smile was gone. Hey baby, you're under arrest. Thank you.
All right, I have to break in a little bit here. That's, of course, Talking Heads' Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads 77 record. And prior to that, it was Lydia Lunch with Lady Scarface from The Queen of Siam. Question Mark and Mysterians with 96 Tears. Bunch of old rockers those guys are. And Suicide's Girl starting things off. We're going to end with Suicide's Frankie Teardrop. It's a 10-minute song, so I wanted to give myself plenty of time to play it. It's a bit much. It's talk about engaging the audience is what we had talked about before with Alan Vega's sort of modus operandi, as it were. He gets in there and he engages with you, and he's doing the same thing with this song here. So we're going to hear the whole thing, the whole bloody thing. And angry letters should be written to WMFO, care of it. I'm kidding. It's wonderful. Just to understand what they're trying to do here. We're all Frankies. Everybody is suffering through life, basically. All right. And then on that note, let's wrap this show up. I will see you next week here on WMFO.
Frankie Teardrop. 20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid. And he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. But Frankie can't make it. Cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Frankie is so desperate. He's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. Frankie looked at his wife. Shut up. Oh, what have I done? A tear for Frankie. Frankie, teardrop. Frankie with a gun to his head. Yeah. I know it! Frankie's dead. Frankie's lying in hell.